for Move 9. Incredibly, it's been almost 30 years, since 9 Move men and women were unjustly consigned to prisons across Pennsylvania. Although known as the Move 9, there really are 8 survivors of the August 8, 1978 assault on Move's West Philadelphia home and headquarters by local cops. They are Phil Africa, Janine Africa, Mike Africa, Debbie Africa, Janet Africa, Eddie Africa, Chuck Africa, and Delbert Africa. The late Merle Africa died at the women's prison in Muncie, Pennsylvania, under quite mysterious circumstances. All 9 Move men and women were convicted in one of the longest and most contentious trials in city history on dubious charges of third-degree murder of a city cop, various weapons charges, and conspiracy. Even if the charges were true, which they most certainly are not, the sentence 30 to 100 years can only be termed grossly excessive. At the time of trial, third degree carried a sentence of 7.5 to 15 years, so essentially, the Move men and women got double, then quadruple, the maximum what the statute provided. Indeed, the women got the same sentences as the men, even though none of them faced weapons charges. There's little real doubt that they're in prison today because they're Move members. Today, 30 years later, they should be entitled to their freedom. And they would be, but for the concerted campaign of cops and the local media to keep them imprisoned for a century. Move members continue to fight for their imprisoned brothers and sisters, and they ask that you join that struggle by supporting their parole demands. On the web, contact On the Move LLJA or ONAMOVELLJA at AOL.com for more information. Or write The Move Organization, Post Office Box 19709, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143. Or contact On the Move. ONAMOVE. Or just Google The Move 9 for more information. As many of you know, I covered the press conference on August 8, 1978. Every reporter present knows that within hours of that press conference, the police department issued a written press release giving a completely revised statement of how the cop met his death. That makes sense when you consider that the cop was most likely the victim of friendly fire. For the Move house had become a shooting gallery. Moreover, when's the last time you've seen a crime scene destroyed before nightfall, within hours of the shooting? It happened here. I also covered the trial, a parade of legalized injustice, if ever there was one. Indeed, days after the trial, Judge Edwin S. Malmed took to the airwaves to defend his unjust rulings. On a talk show on WWDB-FM, I phoned him and asked him, point blank, if he knew who killed the cop. He replied, live, on air, I haven't the faintest idea. Yet this guy sent 9 people to prison for 30 to 100 years. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.